Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024 edition. Your defending fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. The other side doesn't like it when you speak the truth. These posters sound like to me, certain individuals don't like it. Now, one of the things that you have to do in these situations is you have to make sure that when these statements are made in public comments, you have to have proof to back up your public statements. So if you have videos or screenshots of Facebook posts, you need to be able to document it. Because if you don't delete the post and retract the post, this attorney is putting you on constructive legal notice that they intend to obviously file a lawsuit against you. So before you put these posts out, make sure you have documented evidence. Screenshots of things they've posted on social media and videotape. Now, one thing that needs to be done, folks, every single board, I don't care if it's school board, county commissioners board, city council meetings, whatever, you guys need a really good sound system, camera system, and the ability to post videos of your meetings. If you don't have that in place, you are potentially setting yourself up for lawsuits. These letters on their own are sufficient justification for getting a professional sound system video recording capabilities of your meetings. You need to be able to record these people making these statements. You need to be able to document this and actually put it out there on a platform, whether it's a YouTube video, a Rumble video, whatever. It needs to be on your website. You need these statements recorded. Now, one of the things you have to understand, they don't like being exposed. When you expose them, they rebel against you calling them out, speaking the truth. When you do it, they don't like it, and they will do everything possible to fight back. Now, I got a text message right now. I'm not going to say the name of the person. Hey, trucker. My 3-year-old niece goes, let's say, to a preschool in Antrim County. She came home one day and out of the blue said to her daddy, "Daddy, do you know I could be a boy if I want to be? And you could be a girl if you want." He shook his head and said, "What did you say?" She repeated it. He came back and says, "I cannot be a girl. God made you a girl and made me a boy." Come to find out, her mama goes to the school and the teacher's aide had 7 complaints against him posing as a woman, aka transgender, telling these kids outside of earshot of the teacher. This was said to a 3-year-old. Well, needless to say, she no longer attends that preschool. And this is a preschool in my Antrim County? Well, if they're willing, I'm wanting to talk with them. So give them my phone number. And if they're willing, off the record, I won't be mentioning any names, but I'd like to know what school it is and the name of that worker, if possible. Now, folks, I got to remind you, please stay on topic to the conversation. When texting me during the show, I'll do my best to get the answers to you, but please stay on topic to the conversation. Evil spirits in people get riled up when they hear the truth. Well, you can absolutely believe that this will be part of this campaign for school board this year. It's happening in other areas as well. I had reports sent to me, talked to me about it in Sheboygan, Petoskey, even in Otsego. In Gaylord area. So we'll be talking about it with Ian Murphy in the next half hour. The Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. He's very well involved in school board activities, what's going on with the school board. And I believe there could be some people running to make some changes in the Otsego Gaylord School Board area as well. I know they have certain issues going on in Traverse City right now. We'll get an update field report from them on that as well. But folks, this has got to stop. This agenda being pushed by a select few of individuals in our public schools has got to stop. They need to focus on education, preparing the kids for the SAT tests, other tests that they are required to take. We've got to get the scores up. That's what it's truly all about. Per our state constitution, it's one of the three items they must do. Provide a public education system. The roads, the prisons, and the schools. That's all they're required to do per our Michigan State Constitution. All this other stuff, all these other laws, all these things that they've brought up, basically, I believe, are going to be challenged in a courtroom. How can you possibly be sued over somebody's feelings? Because that's basically what this law is all about. Actions based on libel or slander, the plaintiff is entitled to recover only for the actual damages which he or she has suffered in respect to his or her property, business, trade, profession, occupation, or feelings. You got to be kidding me. So if somebody says something or somebody posts something on social media and your feelings have suffered, this is what the actual law says. You could be sued. And damages could be awarded against you. Exemplary and punitive damages shall not be recovered in actions for libel unless the plaintiff before instituting his or her action, gives notice to the defendant to publish a retraction and allows a reasonable time to do so, and proof of the publication or correction shall be admissible in evidence under a denial on the question of the good faith of the defendant, and thereby mitigating and a reduction of exemplary or punitive damages. For libel based on a radio or television broadcast, the retraction shall be made in the same manner and at the same time of the day as the original libel. Well, I had nothing to do with this story, number one. I was reporting on it as it was sent to me. I have no idea, and I said it during that segment. I have no idea what the heck's going on. I don't even know what they're talking about. But it doesn't matter. They're looking for reasons to come after us, so they probably will. But it was the truth I believed when I said it on this microphone, coming with full documentation. I have the text messages. I have a copy of the letters from the attorney. I read them exactly verbatim the way the attorney wrote them. Had to look up the law to even know what they were talking about. But this is their tactic. So, no problem. Bring it. Do what you got to do. One of the things you have to understand, this is a process. It will be played out this election year. Pure and simple. It will be played out. Once the new school board members are elected, they're sworn in, new bylaws will be written, they will be passed, and hopefully they can get back to doing what's best for the students and get all of this garbage out. Wrap this up. Final segment on the other side of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. And this is a good text message. I want to share this with you guys. Phyllis down in Washtenaw County, can't we turn this law around on them, use it against them? When they speak about trans stuff, that hurts my feelings. Well, in the one text message I got where the parent was confronted by a three-year-old from a preschool, supposedly this particular situation where they went to the school to complain, one of the teacher's aide had 7 complaints against him. A male posing as a woman, also known as transgender, telling these kids outside of an earshot of the teacher. Well, if he's an employee, that's something they could definitely file a complaint and see where it goes. According to this law, we could sue these people for calling us radical Christians. It is attacking your religious beliefs, your faith, absolutely. Every single time they did it in public, if you have it recorded, videotaped, you've got your evidence. That's exactly what needs to happen. These laws need to be used against them. Because why is it they get to say whatever they want about us, but as soon as we speak the truth, put it on a poster, hold it up at a meeting, somebody takes a picture of it, somebody then shares it on social media, that they're going to get a threatening letter from the teachers' union attorney. Right. And this is exactly what your taxpayer dollars is going for. Wait a minute, Randy. What do you mean our taxpayer dollars? Teachers get paid with taxpayer dollars. They then, out of that pay, choose to pay union dues and become a member of the American Federation of Teachers Union. Onaway has a chapter. The teachers choose to use some of your taxpayer dollars to pay these union dues that affords this attorney to work for the AFT and then in turn spend the time, the money, the effort, the resources on sending threatening letters to citizens in your district. Absolutely, we need to go on the offense. if they can say things that hurt your feelings because they feel that you've hurt their feelings, well, then let's have our day in court. Let's test the constitutionality of this law. I cannot believe the word feelings is actually in the MCL 600.2911. Google it on your phone. When you talk into your phone, Michigan compiled law 600.2911. It pops right up, legislative link. And one last comment about this before we get Ian Murphy on to talk about his perspective from the Gaylord-Otsego School Board area. Is this an issue that you think parents, when you're out knocking on doors this year for whatever campaign you're working on, do you think this is something that parents would be concerned about? I do. Do they have any idea that this stuff is actually going on in their school district? That allegedly a teacher, along with others who may be running for school board members, elected offices this year, could be pushing this agenda. Is that something you think parents would want to know about? Short little unscientific poll. Text me Y for yes, N for no. Do you think parents would like to know this information? What's going on in their local school boards, in their local schools, in the classrooms? Or is this an issue you don't think parents really care about? Well, ye shall see. Want to remind you, too, we are still taking registrations for the upcoming class. Traverse City, April 13th. Deadline has been extended to Friday, this Friday the 5th at 5 o'clock. Text me class TC and I'll send you the link. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Pickerel Lake Road.